And now we travel to our final election party in Atlanta, where Georgia Democrats watch the election returns at the Hyatt Hotel. Although Georgia's 15 electoral votes went to Republican challenger John McCain at the end of the night, the Democrats fell victorious.
My name is Chitika Jackson, and I'm a resident of Sandy Springs, Georgia. It's a welcome change in our country. I think endless possibilities are open for my children. The fact of the matter is that we live in Georgia. We still deal with racial issues here in Georgia. And what it demonstrates is that we are on the road to realizing that we can do things that we've never done before, like possibly have a black African-American governor here in the state of Georgia. That's a possibility now. Having a senator from Georgia who's African-American, that's a possibility now. Some of the things that we never thought about before, because Barack has now become the 44th president, the possibilities are endless on what we can contribute to our great country.
That was Chitika Jackson of Sandy Springs, Georgia. We'd like to thank Melissa Styers of Georgia Public Broadcasting, Elizabeth Fiedler of WHYY in Philadelphia, and our own Rob Sachs for gathering these voices for our broadcast today. For complete election coverage, please go to our website at npr.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.